Hi, my name is Yavor and I'm a program manager on the Windows Azure Application Platform team. And I'm here today to talk about the command line tool for Mac and Linux. It's a tool that our team has developed that enables you to publish websites and applications to Windows Azure from any platform, including from your Mac. Windows Azure offers great capabilities in both the platform as a service and infrastructure as a service space. When it comes to our platform offerings, we allow you to host websites and also cloud services for more advanced applications. If you would like to use our infrastructure offerings, then you basically have a whole virtual machine that you can use and provision with whatever runtime you would like. Our cross-platform tool addresses all these scenarios. On Windows, we also have a first-class PowerShell story, if that's what you prefer as a developer. We're going to do today's demo on my Mac machine here, and the first step is we're going to run this setup that's available on the Windows Azure website. And what the setup will do is it will install the command line tool on my machine. I'm not actually going to go through the steps in the setup because I've done that, so I'll just quit and head over to my terminal window. The new thing you'll see in your terminal window is the Azure command. So if you just type Azure, you'll get a list of the supported features of the tool. You'll notice we have a set of top-level nouns that let you work with different feature areas of Azure. The account noun lets you import and manage your Azure account. The site noun lets you work with Azure websites. And then the VM top-level noun lets you work with our virtual machine infrastructure offering. So first, let's go through the commands available under the site noun. You notice we offer powerful capabilities. We offer the ability to list the sites that you have already provisioned, the ability to browse to a given site, the ability to start, stop, and delete sites, and most importantly, the ability to create a brand new site. These capabilities are parallel to what the portal actually offers. So if we head over to the portal and look at the list of websites that I currently have, you'll see that I have none available. When you use our tool, you have to create your first website in the Azure portal, but any subsequent website you can actually create straight from the command line. So let's go ahead and do that. First, let me call Azure site list. And hopefully this will just return a blank list of sites because I don't have any sites in the portal. The first step in creating a new site is to create a new empty folder. Okay, let's change into that folder, and then we're going to use the Azure site create command. We're going to pass the site name. And then we'll also use the dash dash git flag. And the reason why we do that is because this way we can instruct the tool to use git for source control for the new site we're creating, which is very nice because then we can actually just use git push to deploy our changes up to Windows Azure. This just takes a few minutes, and then we'll be ready to go. Okay, now we're all done. Let's go ahead and just create our first little change here in our site. Great, so we have just an index.htm file in our site. Now let's go ahead and add it to Git and do our first commit. Okay, now our changes are committed locally. Let's see how we go about actually pushing those changes to Azure. If we list the set of remote locations defined in our Git repository, we'll notice that the command line tool has already added an Azure remote location. So we can actually use that to push our changes. I'm going to use the master branch, and Git just takes, to just the password for our user. And then in a matter of seconds, our changes are going to be pushed up to Azure. There we go. So now let's actually go and check out our new site. We're going to use the Azure site browse command, which will just pop open the browser and navigate to our new site. And surely enough, we see Hello Azure in the browser window, and our new site is all set up. Once we open the portal, we can actually see our new site that we just created visible in the portal as well. Great. Let's move on to the second part of our demo, in which we're actually going to show the tool's capabilities to work with virtual machines as part of Azure's infrastructure offering. So let's use the Azure VM command to create our first Azure virtual machine. If I just type Azure VM, and then use the dash H flag, we see the help for that command and all the different options that are available to us. If we start at the top, we see probably the most important command here, which is VM create, which we'll use to create a new virtual machine in Azure. If we scroll down, we see we have a bunch of other nouns. We have the image noun, which is useful if we want to list all the set of stock virtual machine images that are available in Azure. We can use these stock images to provision virtual machine. We can use them as sort of blueprints for the virtual machines we provision. And then down here, we see VM disk, which lets us attach data disks to our virtual machines. So as a first step, let's actually list the images that Azure offers. We notice we have a variety of images. We offer both Windows and Linux images. They're available both from Microsoft and from Microsoft partners. So let's pick a Linux image here and create a virtual machine using that. We just type Azure VM create. And I can never remember the syntax for this command, so let's just use the help flag and then see what the parameters are. So let's go ahead and say Azure VM create. Then the first thing it takes is the name. And then the virtual machine image. So let's just paste that. Let's pick our administrator username. I'll just use my name. And the one thing we do need to pass on the first time is the actual location of the data center where we want to create this virtual machine. So let's use West US. Now this is pretty much it. The password I will provide later when I'm prompted. But for now, we can just let this command run and wait for our VM to be allocated. Again, this is a fairly quick process. It takes about 5 to 6 minutes to get a VM up and running. I'll be prompted for my password right about now, and then I'll be good to go. Now, it's important to provide a real password here because we do actually carry out complexity checks on the server, and so your operation will fail if you provide a very trivial password. This takes about a minute to complete. Great, our virtual machine has been created, so now we can head on over to the Azure portal and monitor the progress of our VM. So if we head over to the Virtual Machines tab, we can see that our machine is created and the provisioning process has started. In just a few minutes, we'll be able to actually remote into this machine and deploy our code and get running. With that, we showed off the important capabilities of the Azure tool. So head on over to the Windows Azure website and try it out. Thanks.